This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, a call for prayer for a historic do-or-die moment in our nation. That story right after this short message.
When it comes to choosing a college, campus visits are important. But 2020 has made it tough to tour your top picks. At Liberty University, we understand, so we offer a variety of visiting opportunities. Tour campus from home with a virtual tour, or visit campus for a few hours for a daily campus tour. Dig a little deeper with Experience LU, a single-day event where you'll tour campus, meet with faculty and staff, and sample on-campus dining locations. Pick your perfect visit by texting VISIT to 49596. Again, that's VISIT to 49596.
In Matthew chapter 7, Jesus told a parable about two houses. One was built on a rock, and the other was built on a foundation of sand. When the storms came, the house built on the sand was destroyed, but the house that had its foundation built on the rock stood firm and survived the storm. In the year 1620, the first pilgrims landed on Plymouth Rock. As they made their way to the new continent, seeking a place where they could worship God freely and according to their own conscience and understanding of the Word of God. 400 years later, in what he is calling a do-or-die moment, Pastor Carter Conlon of Times Square Church is calling for people to join with him for a day of prayer at one of the most famous and foundational rocks in the United States, located in Plymouth, Massachusetts. The Prayer and Repentance Gathering on October 6th will be streamed live by Times Square Church online from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. There is no registration or fee attached. They just ask that you engage in prayer as you watch. Prayer to ask God for forgiveness for what we've done in America, for how we've treated others, for the ways in which our nation has turned against the Lord and squandered the countless blessings He has bestowed on us. Pastor Conlon says that we are going to ask God for a mercy moment for our nation. God called this prayer meeting. The future of America depends on our prayers. He says that God said to me, I want you to come back to this very spot where the nation began, and I want you to ask for forgiveness for what you did with the freedom I gave you 400 years ago. So we're simply going to God to the place where the nation began, spiritually speaking, and we're going to pray and say, Lord, forgive us. Pastor Conlon will be opening by listing the sins of America, starting with slavery and go right on through to the sins of today, including abortion. He passionately describes that this is a do-or-die moment for America. We either have a spiritual awakening or we plunge into darkness. Without God's intervention of mercy, this nation is finished. This is it. May God help us. May God have mercy. Just as John the Baptist cried out in the wilderness, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand," we need to respond with clean hands and pure hearts before the Lord, because the kingdom of heaven is closer now than it has ever been. You can view the prayer gathering from your own device through the Times Square Church Facebook page and their YouTube channel. For more information, visit itstimetopray.org. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.